Many a politician suffers a setback and recovers. Rarely does a politician endure a scandal and nationwide mockery on the scale of Mark Sanford and still recover.
Sanford did. South Carolina's former governor defeated Democrat Elizabeth Colbert Bush in a special election for Congress.
Some guy came up to me the other day. He said, "You look a lot like Lazarus."
Lazarus is described in the Bible as a man Jesus brought back from the dead. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports on Sanford's political resurrection.
In his victory speech, Sanford thanked what he called a God of second chances for regaining the congressional seat he first won in the 1990s.
I just want to acknowledge a God not just of second chances, but third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth chances, because that is the reality of our shared humanity.
The campaign focused on Sanford's character, not just the 2009 scandal when he left the country to have an affair, but said he was hiking the Appalachian Trail. Recently, the former governor's ex-wife, Jenny, accused him of trespassing at her home. During the campaign, Sanford said he'd done a lot of soul searching, and he acknowledged that again last night.
If it was just about market-based ideas and limited government, this campaign would have been easily won a long time ago. But I had deficiencies that are well chronicled as a candidate, and at the end of the day, I was carried across the threshold, if you will, by an incredible team of volunteers that are represented in this room and well beyond this room.
The National Republicans withdrew their support for Sanford, but he refocused the campaign on National Democratic groups that spent nearly $1 million on behalf of Elizabeth Colbert Bush. Sanford even campaigned with a cardboard cutout of former Speaker Nancy Pelosi and tried to tie his opponent to liberals in Congress.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for being here tonight.
In her concession speech, Colbert Bush, businesswoman and sister of comedian Stephen Colbert, said she knew the race would be an uphill climb.
The people have spoken, and I respect their decision. No, I respect their decision. This is the beauty of our country. I respect their decision.
Mitt Romney won this district by 18 points last year, and voters here haven't elected a Democrat in more than three decades. In the end, they picked Sanford again.
It's South Carolina, which means the Republican identification trumps everything.
Robert Oldendick is a political science professor at the University of South Carolina. He says Sanford's personal problems did affect the race, but not enough for voters to elect a Democrat.
It kind of sent the message that this is not our favorite candidate. We're kind of holding our nose as we go into the booth here. But when it comes to that person in Congress who's going to represent our views, we'd much rather have Mark Sanford.
The former governor appears in court tomorrow to answer his ex-wife's trespassing complaint. In a statement, the National Republicans congratulate Sanford and say the results demonstrate how devastating the policies of the president and Pelosi are for House Democrats in 2014. But National Democrats say the fact that this deeply Republican district was competitive is a testament to the strength of Colbert Bush and a warning that the GOP will have to defend this seat again next year. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.